They say it's staged. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Russia's foreign minister denies claims of atrocities against civilians in Ukraine. Ukrainian officials, though, say retreating Russian troops have left hundreds of bodies behind, and there are photographs of bodies in the streets and a mass grave.
The UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, releasing a statement out of Geneva saying she is, quote, horrified by these images coming out of the town of Bucha near the capital of Kyiv, adding that it raises serious questions of whether war crimes have been committed. These images, bodies of men, women, children, and the elderly left in the streets, and these were not soldiers.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. The Senate Judiciary Committee meets this morning about Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court nomination. An 11-11 tie vote is expected on recommending her for a full Senate vote. That tie would mean a procedural vote in the Senate to put that nomination on the floor, with a vote to confirm planned later this week.
Jackson would be the first black woman confirmed to the Supreme Court, but she will not take that position immediately. Justice Stephen Breyer does not plan to officially retire until the court wraps up its work this term in late June or early July. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The body of a missing Florida woman's been found. Here's Fox's Evan Brown live.
Chris, an autopsy is scheduled for today on the remains of a woman found in a barn outside Birmingham, Alabama, on property associated with the ex-boyfriend of a missing Florida mom, Cassie Carley.
It's a tattoo in a place that normally you don't have a tattoo, and the type of tattoo has led us to believe that this is definitely her.
Santa Rosa County, Florida Sheriff Bob Johnson says her ex, Marcus Spanavello, he's already jailed in Tennessee where he was found. They now expect to charge him with murder. The pair's four-year-old daughter is safe, Chris.
And the World Health Organization says 99% of the world's population breathes air exceeding its pollution standards. Those standards were tightened 6 months ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tomorrow, former President Obama has his first public event at the White House since leaving office 5 years ago. He's set to join President Biden and Vice President Harris and cabinet members to talk about the Affordable Care Act, Medicaid, and more affordable health coverage for Americans. Today, President Biden will speak about trucking and efforts to clear up supply chain problems. Tennessee wildfires are under control, but about 300 buildings are damaged.
They're declared under control, but two Tennessee wildfires burned more than 3,000 acres near the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and damaged more than 300 structures. Mandatory evacuations were ordered as winds whipped up ahead of a line of strong storms. The Hatcher Mountain wildfire in Wares Valley near Pigeon Forge was approximately 95% contained, while the separate DuPont fire in Seymour was about 60% contained. Sevier County Mayor Larry Waters said that lessons learned from deadly 2016 wildfires were vital in helping to evacuate people from the danger zones. Salji and Grasso, Fox News.
Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban declares victory in the country's national election. He's been in power since 2010 and had the job before from 1998 to 2002. He is considered Russian President Vladimir Putin's strongest ally in the European Union. A hometown boy scores the win in NASCAR Cup Series action.
Worn-out tires got the better of William Byron as Denny Hamlin on a fresh set passed him with five laps to go, and the Chesterfield, Virginia native was able to score the win at his home track of Richmond Raceway, pulling the number 11 Joe Gibbs Toyota into victory lane in the Toyota Owners 400.
Man, just never giving up. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, maybe just a little, but they got this car right there towards the end, and wow, just unbelievable.
Hamlin there with Fox Sports, that victory, his first finish in the top 10 so far this Cup Series season. His fourth win all time at Strawberry Hill. Kevin Harvick, William Byron, Martin Truex Jr., and Christopher Bell rounding out the top five at Richmond.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. Stocks in Asia mostly up today and Europe mostly down. Stock futures here basically flat ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.